Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this bite-sized political podcast on Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Thank you for downloading this. My sincere thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. And this is a complicated one, but I wanted to start off the day by explaining to you why I think voting doesn't matter. Now, I know that's heresy, and I know a lot of you will be instantly offended, but stick with me in this one, just for a couple of minutes, and tell me, do I make at least half a case, and see what you think. And please have an open mind. So, first of all, we've seen the overnight results from the English council mayoral elections, and basically what we can see is that, you know, long story short, Tories have lost about half of their seats, roughly, and I think it's going to be something like that, as I forecast yesterday, and Labour have picked up a goodly number of them. They're doing extremely well. Labour won the Blackpool South by-election. Blackpool South is a red wall constituency, firmly pro-Brexit, now voting for Labour. Yeah. The only other things to say is the Reform Party kind of almost got third in Blackpool South, coming within, I think, about 100 votes of the Conservative vote. However, if you added both their votes together, Labour still easily beat them by about 50%. So we'll have to watch your Reform results with some interest. So we'll do that as the day goes on. The only place, interestingly enough, my friends, where Labour's vote went back, and yes, their vote did go back, was in constituencies where I think roughly 10% of the population or more is Muslim. And in those constituencies, the vote went back by 8%. So Labour lost votes last night as well. Why was that? Because the Muslims were voting on Gaza. And if ever you thought this problem's in countries in deep doo-doo, whoa, there's it there. Now, so add it all together. So basically, we've got the people who believed in Brexit and believe Boris Johnson have now completely abandoned the Conservative Party. People think, well, Keir Starmer, he might be plausible. We should give him a chance, probably. They're ignoring the Lib Dems, and Reform are somewhere in the distance making a wee bit of noise, but not making a lot of impact. Right. This is why voting doesn't matter. Here's it for starters. The Conservative and Labour parties, these were the unspeakable freaks who locked us down and supported the locking of us down during COVID. Have people forgotten that? They supported that. These are the people who supported forcing and coercing people to take these lethal COVID jabs. So these people are tyrants. So for starters, you can't vote for Conservatives and you can't vote for Labour. That just goes without saying. But yet I put it to you, dear listener, if you were in a constituency where there's a choice between Conservative and Labour, would you be tempted to support Conservatives just to keep Labour out? Under no circumstances would I. I would abstain in that particular scenario. If that was my choice, Conservative or Labour, I would completely abstain, spoil my vote, whatever, right? Now, people will say, ah, yeah, but there is a choice. So that argument doesn't fly. But it does fly because the UK electoral system is completely configured, and it's not your fault, but it's configured to give you a fake choice between blue team, red team. That's the choice. When these results are all tallied up, you know, you will see that, well, the Tories are going to get monstered, obviously. Labour get a lot of seats. Lib Dems will get a few more, not that many. The Greens might do quite well, shockingly. And Reform, I don't know how Reform are going to do, right? Most of the party standing, apart from the pro-Gaza candidates, won't get anything. Although there is, so that's the reality of the British electoral system. So if you vote in it, you sustain it. You are to blame for the maintenance of a system which actively tyrannized you back in 2020 and 2021 and 2022, which splafts all your money up against the wall for Zelensky. Which doesn't seem to have a clue about the importance of, enforcing our borders. None of that. The Tories betrayed Brexit. See, the Tories are in such a bad position because everyone can see that they've betrayed everything they ever stood for. We all see that. Okay. Labour haven't betrayed everything they've stood for yet. But the key word there is yet. Get them in power, just watch what happens. Watch them go double down on all the wokery, all the economic follies that we associate with Labour. They will do that. Doesn't matter what the analysts out there are telling you. I'm telling you, that's exactly what they'll do. So if you can't vote for the red team or the blue team in a system that's designed to perpetuate the red team or the blue team, there is a problem. And if you say, yeah, but I have to go out there and put my vote in the reform box or whatever. Why do you think that? Tell me this. Reform, Richard Tice. Did they oppose lockdowns? Did they oppose masks? Did they oppose coerced vaccines? No. Do they support Ukraine? Yes. So, you know, the problem is that I think parties like Reform are a limited hangout. It's what I think they are. I think people are being shepherded in their Tory voters. Go Reform then if you must. Don't go to any of the other parties. You know, like, for example, you know, David Curtin's Heritage Party, or like, for example, UKIP, or like, for example, I'm trying to think of some other ones. The very small parties. Thing is, the small parties won't get anything. I mean, this is the tragedy of first past the post. And again, it's not your fault you live in a country where first past the post is designed to make sure that we keep the blue team and the red team alternating. I despise them both. It's not that I despise Reform. I don't. I don't like pretty much what they do. And I do think they're a limited hangout. And I do think Richard Tice in particular is a major, major problem. I can see things that could completely transform the whole situation between now and the final general election. If Nigel Farage did come back, that would change everything. But he won't. He won't come back, I believe. So this is the problem we have. We've got an electoral system that's not fit for the people of Britain. We deserve better. Maybe we do deserve proportional representation. But above and beyond that, why do you think politicians are so good? Why do you think you want to support any of them? See, okay, I know I'm awkward, but I want to deny them power. I want to deny them influence. I want to deny them control over my life in as many ways as I possibly can. You know, I mean, I suppose I'm a small government person. I want government to have minimal powers. The only powers government should ever have is to, you know, enforce the law properly and fairly and to protect our borders. That's about it. Nothing else. They don't need to have policies and all the other stuff. They don't need to be getting involved in Israel, Gaza, or Ukraine, Russia, or wherever else the misadventures they come to. So, you know, I ultimately think that if you vote, you are sustaining a system which is destroying us. And are there other things to do? Well, yeah, I think there are options. Like, for example, on our live stream we did last night, our good contributor Grantonio pointed out that some of the biggest changes in British politics have been achieved by not voting for political parties. So, for example, the Brexit referendum, that was a seismic vote in British history. Essentially, that vote was brought about by Nigel Farage and others, and we didn't, you know, the government was campaigning for us to stay, the opposition was mostly campaigning for us to stay, and we voted to leave. So there's a dichotomy between what the British people want and the choices on offer from the political class, and on that particular occasion, we forced David Cameron into giving us a referendum, which I'm sure he deeply regrets. So maybe, you know, government like Switzerland has by referenda might be a better idea. It's just that I think the system we have is completely broken, and voting within it, I think, is a waste of time. Now, that's my thoughts. I know a lot of you mightn't agree with me in that, but that's where we are anyway. So listen, thanks for listening. Speak more as the day goes on.